when we look at rules and laws of this world, do we see them as very clear or black and white? Are we sure that what we do will be lawful or not? Can we be convicted of breaking the laws if we don't understand them, or if we have our own understandings of them, if they're not clear? Which prompted me to ask, are all of God's laws and statutes, are they clear? Are they black and white? Do we understand them, and do we follow exactly what they say? Or do we bend them a little bit here, a little bit there, just to fit our needs or fit the needs of someone else that we may want to follow at one point or engage in some activity that they might be doing? Well, let's take a look first in Deuteronomy 5. And we'll look at the Ten Commandments. Deuteronomy 5, and we'll begin in verse 7. You shall have no other gods before me. Is that clear? Does it say, you shall have no other gods before me if you so desire? Or if you don't understand what I'm saying? No, it says, you shall have no other gods before me, period. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven or above, or that is in the earth beneath. That sounds pretty clear to me. No golden calves, nothing to hold before us, because we can't actually see God. We have to live by faith. Verse 11, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Are we hypocrites? Do we say we follow all of his laws, but break them? But when someone asks us what we do, or if someone says something that you think they're not doing right, do you tell them what to do and not do it yourself? Do you sin and not repent? Don't take the Lord's name in vain. Simple as that. It's not gray, it's not black and white. Observe the Sabbath day. Keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. Can't get any clearer than that. We keep the Sabbath day, we worship God, we thank him for taking us out of this world, at least for this one day when we can forget about it and learn his way of life. Learn to serve him. Let's take a look in New Testament at Romans 12, verse 9. Romans 12 and verse 9. Under my Bible, it says, behave like a Christian. Let your love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Stay away from it. Don't engage in it. Hate it. Cling to what is good. And what is good? God's laws, his commandments, his statutes. We have to stick by them. We have to behave like a Christian, just like he says. Is the law of the land perfect? Well, it wouldn't be written if it wasn't perfect. And it comes from God, so we know it is perfect. In Psalms 19, We'll read 7 through 9. I can get there. Should have marked my Bible. In verse 7, Psalms 19, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. That's the purpose. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing in the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes, teaching us truth, teaching us how to be Christians, to live His way of life, to serve Him, to be purposeful to Him. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. So we know that by this, all the laws, all the statutes, everything that God has written is perfect and for our good. And that's exactly why we have these. Deuteronomy 10, 12 through 13 says it is for our good. Proverbs 29, 18. Let's turn over there. Without laws, where would we be? We'd be in the world. What has the world to look forward to? Nothing after death. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. But happy is he who keeps the law. I can think of, when Moses brought everyone out of captivity and he was up on the mountain, and people started just going all wild. They had Aaron build a golden calf to worship after, and they were living with no law because they didn't see, they didn't believe. They took it for granted. They complained for 400 years. They finally got free, and this is what they do for thanks. So they had their just reward, as we know throughout history. Each time something happened, they stand there with their hands up. What happened? Didn't follow the laws. Simple as that. Is it easy? No, it's not easy. I tell you that for sure. Jude 16 through 19. Let's turn over there. That's good. I don't have that one in my Bible. Here we go. Jude 16. These are grumblers, complainers, walking according their own lusts, and they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. That kind of sounds familiar lately, doesn't it? But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own godly lust. What are they after? They're after followers. They want to be worshipped, basically. What they're doing is they're taking away the commandment, what God says, honor Him only. That's what, and people will follow. So we have to really be on our toes. We have to really study and pray to God every day and thank Him every day that we're still here. We're not lost. We're not like a monkey swinging from tree to tree with no real home, with no real understanding. Peter is a pretty good example. Let's go over to Galatians 2. Galatians 2, verse 11. Now when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face because he was to be blamed. What was Peter doing? He was, basically, if we read on, he was being a hypocrite. He was saying, do what I say, not as I do. And Paul, who didn't have it very easy himself, had to set him straight. And he was so convincing. Peter was very convincing. So the rest of the Jews, verse 13, and the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with the hypocrisy. So it wasn't just him. He was taking people with him. And Paul, he was pretty upset. So he did have to set him straight. It's not easy. No matter what we do, no matter what our position is, we can be led away. We could be the one trying to keep someone from stumbling. It's not easy. It's not an easy life, but it's a good life. These laws are here for us, for our salvation. If we had everything in the world today, what would we want? All the toys, all the money. What would we have? Stuff in the world. What would we have after that? Nothing. We'd be dead. We wouldn't have everlasting life, especially if we put God aside for this. We don't want that. We want to stay close to the trunk of the tree. We want to be where the truth comes from. We don't want to stray away from that. When you look at roadsides, driving down the road, you see a speed limit sign. Plain as day, speed limit. That's what you do. You see a yellow sign where it tells you to slow down. Kind of a guideline, not a law really. It tells you the recommended speed for this part of the road. And if we don't follow that recommended speed, chances are something could happen. You know what? We've gone over that speed many times through that road and nothing's ever happened. But there's always that chance if we don't follow what it says. This is, we follow all the rules and laws, everything that Paul enforced, everything that all of Moses, everyone in the Bible enforced, and what we enforce today. So we do have to stay close. We have to always pray for understanding. We always have to praise God for Him to be sure that we do appreciate His calling us, teaching us. Let's turn over back over to Jude. Jude 20, and we'll read through 24. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. That's what we're going for. And that's what we'll get. This is what we're striving for. And we will get it. And on some, have compassion, making a distinction. Some will be pulled away, and we have to do what we can to pull them back. If we can't, then we can't. There are some weaker than others. We do have to have mercy on them. But others, verse 23, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, whom alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. That's a good way to really thank God, is to praise Him. We have to have faith to follow these laws. And we only get that through Jesus Christ, through His Spirit that He gives us. And if we don't use our Spirit, the Spirit that He gives us for knowledge and wisdom, it's like a gallon of milk sitting in the fridge, turning into nasty, stinky cheese that you don't even want to touch. So, we have His Spirit. When we look at the people before Jesus Christ's sacrifice, they were cursed by the law. All they had was their own power and what they heard to follow the law. Didn't matter what they did. That's why the sacrifices were done away with. Didn't do any good. So the ultimate sacrifice was made, was Jesus Christ. And with Jesus Christ in us, we can overcome. We can believe. We can have faith. And we won't be pulled away. The next thing would be is correction. How do we take correction? Are we willing to be corrected? Some of us may seem that things are too strict or too restricting, I guess you could say. But if you want what's ahead of us, then we have to follow the rules. Simple as that. Follow the rules, and we will have our crown of life.